Now, you probably had some kind of civics education somewhere in your school career. You might have learned about the checks and the balances, elections, how a bill becomes a law. But how about listening? Our next guest says that teaching active, empathetic listening in civics classes could be a key to repairing our democracy, and she has some research to back it up. Hillary Conklin is professor of secondary social studies in the Department of Teacher Education at DePaul University. She got her PhD, by the way, at UW-Madison. Hillary, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, before you became a professor and a researcher, you were in there, a social studies teacher in middle school and high school. How does that experience in the classroom inform what you're trying to find out now?
Yeah, well, I think as I reflect back on my time in the classroom, a couple things stand out. So having been a classroom teacher and spending my days among over 100 adolescents in one day, I think first I have a deep appreciation for the incredible complexity of teaching and how challenging the work that teachers do is. And that complexity and those challenges have certainly only increased since I was in the classroom, and particularly in these last couple of years. But then I think something else that being a middle and high school social studies teacher helped me see was how incredibly thoughtful and insightful young people are if we take the time to really listen to them and give them opportunities to share their ideas about the world and their communities. So those are two big things that continue to shape the work that I do now as a researcher and also as somebody who prepares future social studies teachers.
Let's talk about this idea of empathetic listening. You're hoping this is part of our schools, a part of our civics instruction in particular. What is empathetic listening?
Yeah, so this is something my colleague Molly Andalina and I have been thinking about a lot. And the way we're defining it is that, in essence, it's listening to connect. So it's a form of listening that allows people to connect emotionally. It's a form of listening that humanizes other people. And it's also a form of listening that enables all of us to hear more people and more voices that have been historically pushed to the margins. And we're thinking about this in particular as a practice, as you've said, as a practice for civic life. And so we're interested in cultivating empathic listening as a civic skill. And I think it's an important distinction to make that this is not the kind of listening that you might do to maybe find a flaw in somebody else's argument or to prepare for what you want to say in response. So this is not listening for debate, but it's listening to really hear and feel someone else's experience.
Now, before we step into the classroom, let's talk about the need for us for this kind of thing. I guess it's an understatement to say we're not always in our American civic life, not always so good in listening that way. Fair to say?
That is very fair to say.
Now, Project Soapbox is your civics curriculum to go into the class and work in these things. Can you spell out for us, how does it work?
Sure. Yeah, so Project Soapbox is, it's actually a pretty brief curriculum. It usually takes about 1 to 2 weeks. And it's usually implemented in either social studies or sometimes even English language arts classes, typically middle or high school, though it's been implemented in elementary schools as well. And it was developed by an organization, Mikvah Challenge, which is based here in Chicago, and that's a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. And essentially, the Project Soapbox curriculum asks students to select what they see as the most important issue that's facing their community, develop a speech about it, and then deliver that speech to their peers. And the curriculum is actually being used in places all over the country, including in Madison, Wisconsin, and in Milwaukee.
When you do this with students, what kind of results do you get? What comes out of this?
Yeah, well, so I referenced before my colleague, Molly Andalina. So she's a political scientist, and she and I have actually done two studies on Project Soapbox. And so the first one was in Chicago Public Schools, and we were looking at just a little over 200 students from 9 different high schools. And what we did was we talked with students, interviewed them, we observed their classrooms, we listened to a lot of their speeches. And in this first study, we were really just trying to understand what it was that students learned from taking part in the curriculum. And it's important to say that students often select speech topics that are really personally meaningful to them. And so there were topics ranging from mental health, immigration policy, to racism and gun violence. And something that the curriculum encourages students to do is provide all kinds of different evidence for their topics. And so many, among other kinds of evidence, a lot of the students share personal stories that illustrate the human impact of the issue. And so in this first round, this first study, we found that students developed all kinds of important public speaking skills, they gained confidence, and they also made a lot of gains in their expected political engagement. But what was really most interesting and surprising to us was that the greatest impact of this public speaking curriculum came from students actually listening to each other's speeches. And so that finding led us to a second study where we focused in on the listening piece. And so this time we were in a suburban school district with a much more socioeconomically and demographically diverse student population. So we had a lot more students who were speaking across lines of difference. And we found the same results as in the first study. So in both cases, when students listened to their classmates' speeches, they said, you know, I learned about all sorts of new perspectives that I hadn't heard before. I learned to really value those new perspectives. They said that they gained empathy for others' experiences. In some cases, they said they even changed their perspectives. And they also talked about deepening their sense of connection and trust with one another. And I think a final piece that's important that we found in our study that it helped us think about was that when a classroom teacher decides to implement Project Soapbox, all students in the classroom end up participating in it and giving their speeches to one another. But part of what's significant about that is that it puts students who've been often historically marginalized in the position to share their perspectives, while those who have greater power in society are in the position to hear those perspectives. And giving that opportunity for all voices to be truly heard, as you may know, is not typically how things operate in our society. So that made it pretty important.
We're talking to Hillary Conklin from DePaul University about the value of empathetic listening in our civics education in our schools. We heard from Ted on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Ted writes, a few years ago, my wife and I went to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum in Springfield, Illinois. An audio exhibit on what people were saying about Lincoln, black people, and the Civil War brought me to tears, realizing we hadn't changed much in those 100 plus years. Ted goes on, if there's a way to awaken empathy in these future adults, I wholeheartedly applaud it. So on a practical level, Hillary, how do you train, say, a junior high or a high school student on empathetic listening, or I guess a grown-up for that matter? What kind of tips do you give them to listen in this way?
Yeah, well, I think it's a great question. And one thing I would suggest is that a curriculum like Project Soapbox really sets up the dynamic to enable this. And part of what we found in our research on Project Soapbox was that you definitely need to create the environment for this to happen. So a teacher needs to build trust, and so there needs to be all sorts of community building that happens in a classroom, and it needs to be a kind of community building where students get to share their values, they get to share what they care about with one another. And then there needs to be a setup in the classroom so that everyone has the opportunity to share their voices, which again is something that Project Soapbox sets up beautifully. Another element of it is people being willing to share these personal stories, which requires getting a little bit vulnerable at times. And that's a lot of what we saw in the Project Soapbox speeches, that students were sharing things that were really personal and important to them. But it's this combination of setting up that community, the community building, so that students feel that they can share those sorts of things with their classmates. And that then sets the stage for sort of building a greater trust in the classroom. So Project Soapbox is one form of fostering this empathic listening, but there are also other, there are story exchanges that there are other curricula that are implementing this kind of thing where students are in paired exercises and they share personal stories with one another. So there are a range of different ways that we might approach this in the classroom. But I think the key is building that trust in the community first so that students then feel like they're in a position where they want to share these important things with one another.
Hillary, if there's somebody listening right now, a teacher, a parent, a student, and they're thinking, yeah, I want this in our schools, how could they reach out and give Project Soapbox or something like it a try?
Well, Project Soapbox is available through the Mikvah Challenge website. So if you go to the Mikvah Challenge, it's M-I-K-V-A Challenge, and they have all sorts of tools to connect you to the curriculum, and they're really eager to have more folks do this work. So that's one important tool, I think, is just seeing what curricula are already out there. And Project Soapbox is one great example of it.
Hillary, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hillary Conklin is professor of secondary social studies in the Department of Teacher Education at DePaul University. She talked to us about teaching empathetic listening in schools as part of civics education. Hey, can we get that link to the Mikvah Challenge on the at WPR.org/Central Time? We'll get that up there. If you're interested in more information about Project Soapbox, go to WPR.org/Central Time, and we'll get that up there for you.